Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. The card we have is none other than the Wheel of Fortune, and this one is from the recently released Stardust Wanderer Tarot by artist Carol Phillips. I told you the cards were going to change after the full moon. Wait until you see what else is coming. Eclipse season, out of the way. Thank goodness we're done with that. Not to say we still don't have maybe some feelings from that Scorpio full moon yesterday, but we'll deal with them as the time comes. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, then you've probably seen the little video that comes out every Sunday morning showing the cards for the coming Monday through Sunday. And this week is really quite special. We will see Mercury go direct tomorrow, and there is no doubt in my mind that today's Wheel of Fortune, which, by the way, it's the most popular card on the blog, is, you know, here to, you know, that as that wheel starts to chug and get ready to pick up momentum. Yeah, we finally made it. This is probably the part of 2024 for which everyone has been waiting. It's here, or almost here. And let's not forget, when it comes to fortune, we just had that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction back on the 20th. Trust me, it's still very much in play. The moon is still in Scorpio until tomorrow, and today it will be trine to Saturn in Pisces. This is a great aspect because Saturn, if you've been here for a while, you know, is about things which you can put into play for the long term. I know Mercury's still retrograde until tomorrow, but there is something special going on here. This is only a moon aspect, but it can help to put you with the right people. People who have maybe the final say over something which is important to you. So I think you can take advantage of this. Or at the very least, hold important conversations which get the ball rolling, or in other words, get that wheel moving. Because as I said, we've got some great cards which are coming up, and things are about to change. My May love and finance is like such a breath of fresh air. It's so totally different than what has been going on in April. Now, this hasn't been a bad month, but you got to admit, it's been kind of full on at times and not that easy to navigate, all right? But you're finally hitting a point here where, this is, got to remember, this is a card of destiny, fate, movement, and karma. And take your pick, because all of those are probably what is happening in your life at the moment. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.